Welcome to Hong Kong. Tonight, we're inviting you to the world's biggest party, as all over China, families are getting together to celebrate Chinese New Year.
Now, we're overlooking Victoria Harbour. This is one of China's largest and busiest ports. Now, apart from the odd boat, it's fairly quiet.
But that's because it's a national holiday.
Oh, yeah, but don't be fooled. You see, later on, literally hundreds of thousands of people will gather right here for the highlight of the festivities.
And we'll be joining them on the final leg of a journey that has taken us to the far corners of China to discover how the people here celebrate this, the most important time of their year.
It's New Year's Day, the first day of the Year of the Monkey, and the culmination of our journey. For our last two shows, we witnessed the incredible migration of people all over China as they travelled home for the Spring Festival. I met families flying home in Beijing Airport.
All around me, people coming together. It's just lovely.
And I explored the magical ice city of Harbin, where families gather before New Year. And I get to turn on the very last building.
And the hairy bikers found out what New Year's Eve in Beijing was like when they cooked a special reunion supper with a local family.
It's magical. It's great.
New Year's Eve is all about getting together with family, but here in Hong Kong, the days after New Year are when the people hit the streets.
And we've been right at the heart of the preparations of this spectacular party.
We'll be celebrating Chinese New Year Hong Kong style. I'll be finding out about the ancient art of dragon and lion dancing.
It's surprisingly heavy when you're doing this. Oh, sorry.
And I'll be enjoying some genuine Hong Kong glamour at the spectacular New Year's Night Parade.
It's loud, it's noisy, it's a carnival atmosphere. Everyone's dancing.
And the party doesn't stop in the rest of China. Dave and Sid are discovering what Beijingers traditionally do on New Year's Day.